Jonah Miller bounded up the steep, narrow stairs, each tread worn at the center for more than a century of use, the only reminder that this place had ever been anything but his. In 15 minutes, when the doors opened for the first time, it would be Huertas, a Spanish restaurant that had the 26-year-old chef almost $700,000 in debt before he sold his first beer. On paper, at least, as restaurant investors knew how bad the odds were of repayment, let alone profit, anytime soon. Everything but the stairs was new, a practical compromise between the dream Jonah had carried in his head since he was 16 and the realities of building codes and water lines and oven vents and his partner's input and, always, the budget. He had managed to erase the storefront's past as a pizza place that simply stopped paying rent and gave the keys back to the landlord, a Korean place that preceded it in failure, and before all that, a vague something else. Now all he had to do was not fail as his predecessors had, in a business where it happened all the time. Jonah was 10 pounds lighter than usual on an already beanpole frame, skinny enough to catch his mother's attention and inspire his fiancée to make sure there was always takeout in the refrigerator for a late-night meal. His professional kitchen philosophy boiled down to keep your head down and do the work, and he wasn't a screamer like some chefs, so the stress of opening his first restaurant turned inward instead and eroded his appetite. He referred to the space that way as his first restaurant because there was no chance he'd stop at one. At 6'2", he'd developed a slouch in deference to kitchen soffits that might want to knock him in the forehead or co-workers who preferred eye contact to staring at his chin. He was, he said, too tall to be a chef, which made him laugh, because he had never really wanted to be anything else. The slump was part of an overall concession to the fact that cooking always came first. Jonah had gone to the same East Village barbershop for the last 5 years for a $15 adult version of a kid's buzz cut because it spared him having to make aesthetic decisions or to engage in mindless conversation with someone who considered himself not a barber, but a stylist. He had no tattoos, even though they were as ubiquitous as clogs in a restaurant kitchen. He wore anonymous dark cotton pants that were baggy enough to be comfortable on a 15-hour shift, and equally nondescript t-shirts and hoodies. No outlier colors or styles that required him to devote conscious thought to what he put on in the morning. His shoes were broken in and built for comfort. What stood out was his new chef's shirt, blindingly white, its creased short sleeves not yet softened into shape by repeated washings. Jonah could have worn a more formal and more expensive double-breasted chef's coat, embroidered with Huertas and Executive Chef Jonah Miller, but he chose the same shirt that the cooks and dishwasher and porter wore and told them not to call him chef. Better to lead by example, he figured, than to insist on respect before he'd shown them what he could do. Hierarchy didn't mean anything. He was going to earn their admiration. He took his place at the pass, a marble counter at the front of the narrow open kitchen, and a particular source of pride. 6 old pieces of marble set into a steel frame, held in place with some adhesive, 12.5 square feet of workspace for $200, the price of a single square foot if he'd insisted on a pristine new slab. He checked the inanimate objects that hadn't budged since the last time he looked, because he had to have something to do. A large Spanish ham on a metal skewer set into a wooden frame. Little mismatched vintage dishes, one of Malden salt and one of lemon wedges. A canister of tasting spoons. A metal spindle to hold completed order tickets. A jury-rigged rail that wouldn't last the week to hold tickets that were still in play. He checked the fill level on his squirt bottle of olive oil, retied his long apron, and refolded and retucked a towel at exactly the right position on that apron tie, just behind his left arm.